Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, partly sunny with a high near 43. Tonight, mostly clear, a low around 24. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 47. And in the news for today, this week, the Nearly Noon News has been presenting issues and candidate profiles related to the spring general election, which is coming up on Tuesday, April 4th. On the state ballot, besides the highly contested race for an open seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, are a pair of questions concerning cash bail. Currently, Wisconsin's constitution authorizes judges to consider how likely someone is to appear in court when they're weighing whether and how much bail to set. The proposed amendment before voters would add additional criteria. One question asks voters whether to let courts consider the likelihood of a defendant would cause serious harm to the community if released. That definition of serious harm would still need to be written into state law. Under a Republican bill advancing in the legislature, the umbrella of violent crime would extend to dozens of offenses ranging from homicide to sexual assault to burglary to violating a protection order. The other cash bail question before voters would ask whether to amend the Constitution to explicitly let courts consider factors like the need to prevent witness intimidation and a defendant's past convictions when setting bail. That according to a report used with permission from WPR Online News. The impetus for the bill, which was advocated for by Republicans in the state legislature, goes back to a case in Waukesha in December 2021, where, according to Wisconsin Watch Online, just 2 days before he drove his SUV through a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, killing 6 people and injuring more than 60, Daryl Brooks Jr. had posted bail for charges of domestic violence. He had been accused of using his SUV to run over the mother of his child, and a pretrial assessment found Brooks was at high risk of reoffending, but a court official set the bail at a mere $1,000 cash at the request of prosecutors, who later called their recommendation a mistake. For the parade killings, Brooks was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Brooks quickly became the poster child for a Republican-backed push to enact tougher bail policies. The Republican-controlled Wisconsin legislature is asking voters to ratify the constitutional amendment that would make it harder for violent criminals to get out of jail on bail, the Wisconsin Watch report continued. Republican lawmakers in at least 14 states have introduced some 20 bills so far this year to do just the opposite. Their proposals include increasing the number of non-bailable offenses, requiring more people to pay cash bail, and encouraging or requiring judges to consider a defendant's criminal record when setting bail. On Friday's Nearly Noon News, we will report on a Wednesday evening speaking engagement featuring the two candidates for Vernon County Judge open position, Tim Gaskell and Angela Palmer Fisher. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.